An IEEE slide tape lecture. R.A. Hunt of the Monsanto Electronic Special Products, Cupertino, California, speaking on innovations with light-emitting diodes.
The phenomenon of electroluminescence in silicon carbide crystals was first observed in this country back in 1907 by British-born engineer Henry J. Ramm. However, the concept of junction electroluminescence was not theoretically explained until 1956, and LEDs commercially reached the marketplace in 1963. The earlier devices were expensive and relatively inefficient. However, with improved efficiencies and reduced costs made in the last 2 years, this has opened a new field in optoelectronics. I will discuss two of these areas, the use of LEDs as a seven-segment readout and the use as an opto-isolator. Monsanto has developed a series of solid-state displays in recent years using light-emitting diodes. The MAN3 display is a totally monolithic, seven-segment alphanumeric readout requiring 8 milliwatts per segment to produce 400-foot Lamberts. The actual numeric dimensions are 0.116 by 0.067, while the package size is 0.240 by 0.168. Each of the seven segments is made up of five LEDs in parallel. The numeric is made with a 10-degree slant from the vertical position for a better font appearance. The diodes are interconnected by evaporated aluminum on the surface of the chip. The small dimensions of the MAN3 allow a packing density of 5 numerics per inch. From this slide, you can see the numeric font that is generated by the Monsanto decoder driver. The following curve shows brightness versus drive current for the display. The brightness of the display is directly proportional to input current. The brightness can be varied from 50 to 400 foot Lamberts by adjusting the forward current from 1 to 10 milliamps per segment. The slope of the line is 40 foot Lamberts per milliamp. Decoding and driving of the MAN3 can be accomplished by several means. Monsanto's MSD-101 decoder driver has been designed to accept 4-bit binary-coded decimal and decode this data to drive the display. The current limiting resistors are built in the IC chip. The decoder driver is designed to source 6 milliamps typically with plus 5 volts. The decoder driver has ripple blanking input and ripple blanking output terminals. These terminals can be used for zero suppression and intensity modulation applications. Also, a lamp test is provided. For multiplexing applications, Monsanto has designed a high current decoder driver, the MSD-102. The MSD-102 features built-in resistors and is designed to source 50 milliamps typically. This schematic illustrates multiplexing 6 MAN3s using the Monsanto MSD-102 decoder driver. The inputs are in the form of parallel 4-bit words. The clock generates binary digits to the decade counter, which produces binary coded octal 421 for the binary to octal decoder. The decoder provides active low outputs for the cathode buffers. The buffers are used to increase the current sinking capabilities of the decoder. The buffer amplifier also has complementary outputs, which are used as an enable line for the digit select. This schematic can be expanded to multiplex 16 MAN3s with additional electronics. The subjective nature of pulse light in the multiplexing mode of application involves the response of the eye, brightness, current levels, pulse width, duty cycle, and thermal consideration. This curve shows brightness versus pulse width at several repetition rates. In a numeric display, the maximum duty cycle is defined as 1 over the number of digits. For example, with a 10% duty cycle, the number of digits is 10. Consequently, the apparent brightness of the display lessens as the number of digits increase, as can be seen in this slide. The numbers in parentheses represent the relative increase in brightness that the eye sees when the display is operated in a pulsed application. This light enhancement is defined as a pulse-operated brightness divided by the DC-operated brightness, where the pulse average current is equal to the DC current. The following is a list of advantages of solid-state displays over conventional displays. Compatibility with integrated circuits, low power requirements, reliability and long life, brightness is proportional to input current, low cost, high stacking density, and a wide viewing angle. The next portion of this talk will be focused on the opto-isolator. The opto-isolator uses a gallium arsenide LED optically coupled to a silicon detector, both which have responses peaking near 9,000 angstroms. The detector can be either a PIN photodiode, phototransistor, photoSCR, or photoFET. These devices provide electrically isolation when switching high-speed signals between two systems or two circuits. They can also be used to control high voltages. The isolation resistance is in the order of 10 to the 11th ohms. Furthermore, these devices can function as a DC transformer, as well as a sampling and triggering device for isolation circuits. They also can be used in place of conventional relays, acting as a high-speed solid-state relay. The MCT2 is a new low-cost ISO-DIP package. It's in a dual inline, six-lead plastic package that meets all standard DIP dimensions. This unit is also compatible with all current automatic insertion techniques and printed circuit board spacing. Here we show the schematic diagram for the MCT1. You have the LED coupled to the phototransistor. On the MCT1, the isolation resistance is 10 to the 11th ohm for both the MCT1 and the MCT2. The isolation voltage is 2,500 volts for the MCT1, 1,500 volts for the MCT2. The isolation resistance, we did that coupling capacitance, is 3 puffs for the MCT1 and 1.5 puffs for the MCT2. On the left, you can see the IV characteristics of the opto-isolator, with I sub F representing the LED drive current. On the right, you have the current transfer ratio of the coupled pair. Here, where the minimum current transfer ratio is 20% with a VCE of 10 volts for the MCT1 and the MCT2. Now, on the MCT2, the base lead is electrically available. This can be used to control the sensitivity and speed of the opto-isolator. This curve shows the current transfer ratio and frequency response versus base resistor. As the base resistor is decreased, the current transfer ratio will decrease, but the frequency response will increase. The current transfer ratio decreases because the photo-induced current is absorbed in the base resistor, and as a result of this, the frequency response increases because of a lower stored charge in the base-to-collector junction. This next slide shows the current transfer ratio versus temperature. As the temperature increases, the efficiency of the LED would decrease, but the beta of the phototransistor will increase. The result will be a flat current transfer ratio from 20 degrees C to 100 degrees C. The opto-isolators can be used to interface a computer with its peripheral equipment. The opto-isolator will prevent noise that is generated in electromechanical printers, card sorters, keyboards, and other input-output devices from being fed back into the computer. It will eliminate ground loops, offer a bounce-free switch, and can be used to link a computer subsystem operating at a wide difference in potential, with no increase in cost over interface relays presently used. This slide here shows a MCT1 to T2L or DTL interface. With the output of the line drivers low, current will be flowing through the LEDs, and light will be transmitted to the phototransistor. The phototransistor will be turned on, which will turn on Q1 and give you a low out. This circuit is capable of a fan out of about 10. The propagation delay from input-output is on the order of 500 nanoseconds. Here we show an MCD1 to T squared hour DTL interface. Now the MCD1 is the PIN photodiode. Okay. With the output of the logic high, the LED is going to be turned off, and current will be generated into the base of Q1 through R4 and grounder. Q1 will be turned on, Q2 will be turned on, and the output will be low. When the output of the line driver is low, current will be flowing through the LED, which will turn on the photodiode, which will turn off Q1, which will turn off Q2, and give you a high out. The propagation delay, input to output, was on the order of 350 nanoseconds. Here we show a digital motor control using the photo SCR coupled pair. With the output of the line driver low, current will be flowing through the LEDs. Light will be transmitted to the photo SCRs. During the positive half cycle of the AC sine wave, this SCR will conduct and deliver power to the load. During the negative half cycle, this one will conduct and deliver power to the load. This circuit can deliver up to 40 watts to the load with 110 volts AC, 60 cycle AC. Can you turn off the projector, please? The following is a list of advantages of opto-isolers over conventional electromechanical relays. Compatibility with integrated circuits, solid state reliability, low power requirements, high voltage isolation, no contact bounce, fast switching time, and small physical size.
What are some of the comparative differences with the photodiode as compared with the photosensitive resistive materials for coupling? I'm not talking in terms of time, I'm talking in terms of linearity. The photodiode doesn't seem to have the same linear characteristics. What is the difference between those two, between that and the photoresistive materials?
The photodiode is linear over about 7 decades. On a coupled pair, it's linear from about 1 milliamp up to about 100 milliamps. Now, the limit is due to the power consumption in the LED. We cannot go any higher in currents. But actually, the photodiode is linear over a much broader range.
I wanted to know, I noticed that you don't use these in linear applications. What is the reason why not?
Okay, the device, the photodiode is linear from about, from about 1 milliamp up to 100 milliamps. Okay, in some cases, some of the devices are non-linear or superlinear, so I, right now, do not like to talk about a linear application.
When you were explaining about the temperature, working temperature for the devices, you went up to 100°C.
Yes.
I wonder what would be the operation beyond that?
The devices are limited to 100°C due to the epoxy that we presently use. Okay, in the mold itself. Not the opaque epoxy, the coupling epoxy inside the mold limits us to 100°C. Are you asking, can we go higher? We could if the epoxy was improved, yes.
I noticed your curve on the temperature compensation due to the loss of light at high temperature of the LED and the increased beta of the transistor. Exactly how linear is the transistor emitter combination over the temperature range you showed? How much change is there? Or is it selective only? Do you have to select only to get that?
Well, on a phototransistor, if you use a phototransistor with a high beta, it's not as linear as if you would use a device with a low beta. On the MCT2, the betas can, or the current transfer ratio can vary from 20% to 100%. So the devices from, say, about 20 to 40% current transfer ratio are quite linear. Anything above this, they tend to go from the nonlinearity due to the high beta in the phototransistor.
What's the capacitance between the input and the output, and how much voltage can it stand off?
On the ISO-DIP package, the MCT2, the isolation voltage is 1,500 volts, and the isolation capacitance is 1.5 puffs. Now, on the MCT2, the isolation voltage is 2,500 volts, and the coupling capacitance is 3 puffs. These will become available in higher breakdown voltages, say, for example, up to 10,000 volts, 20,000 volts.
What are the approximate prices?
Small quantities.
In small quantities? The MCT2 is $5.85. The MAN3, I believe, is around $12 in small quantities. That's mounted on a PC board. We call that an MPC1. Okay, we also have an MPC2, which is three displays on a PC board, and an MCT, or an MCP3, which is six MAN3s on a PC board for multiplexing applications.
You mentioned 10,000 volt devices. What trade-offs will be involved in getting to that high a voltage?
You'll sacrifice current transfer ratio only. Your current transfer ratio would drop, say, from 20% down to 5%, between 5 and 10%.
If the person's interested in transfer speed, transfer characteristics and speed, how fast could he...
Speed of the photodiode, if you're talking about the MCD1, is capable of 5 nanoseconds, switching times, rise times. On a phototransistor, you have about 2 microseconds. Now, the problem becoming is when you're driving from a 50-ohm load on the LED, the rise time of the LED is about 20 nanoseconds of 50-ohm impedance. So the fastest you can see out of the MCD1 is about 25 nanosecond rise and fall times in a high impedance load. If you can drive it from a 10-ohm load or 5-ohm load, the rise time can become quite fast, talking about 1 to 5 nanoseconds.
What's the effect of radiation on these devices?
Right now, I'm not familiar with it, but we've just started to do some testing in this area. We've had a number of customer inquiries, so we've just started to do this testing in the lab.
This slide tape lecture was an IEEE activity in continuing education for its members.